Welcome. You are listening to Unchurched. My name is Rebecca, and I'm your host for the next half an hour. What we're going to be talking about today on Unchurched and every week is we talk about church culture, and then we compare it to stuff that's in the Bible about the same thing, same topic that's in the Bible. And it's funny because a lot of things that the church does are addressed in the Bible, and sometimes they match up and sometimes they don't. And that's our purpose here is on church is to have open a discussion about topics that cause people to get into some of the largest fights ever that I have ever seen in my entire life and the biggest discussions and then totally disregard and just abandon their what technically what is a brother or a sister, somebody, a fellow believer, another person, another part of the body that's in Christ. And I know that there's some people that feel very strongly about certain issues and they're just like, well, that's, they can't possibly know God, but that yet those same people are exhibiting a lot of patience, a lot of care, a lot of kindness, a lot of love, and they're professing that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And I don't understand why so many things that are not central to our the faith and what makes a person have a relationship with Christ are so divisive, but they happen to be. So today, what we are going to be talking about and what we've been talking about for the last seven episodes, this one included, is our foundational issues. These are things that if we're going to have a discussion about this other stuff, that we should pretty much agree on. Today, we're going to be talking about who Jesus Christ is. Now, I know I've already kind of discussed that in a few episodes, like the second episode, which was titled Saved, and then Foundations of Faith and Definition of Faith and Knowing God. But I do think that it is really important to know exactly who Jesus Christ is, because I think there are a lot of people that are a little confused about Jesus Christ. Now, most churches have this right on, and they talk about Jesus Christ, and they talk about who he is, and they talk about where he came from, and they talk about what he did, and they talk about where he went and what he's doing now, and they're talking about what he's going to be doing. And yet there are a lot of churches that kind of miss this, because there are people that I have heard that say that they have sat in church for years and never heard who Jesus Christ is or what he did for us. And then they get mad. And then they get mad at their church because they feel like they have never heard the gospel before until somebody explains it out very plainly to them. So our question today is, who is Jesus Christ? Is he a teacher? Is he a prophet? Is he a man? Is he God? Those are the questions that we're asking. Now, I do know that in most churches, they do agree on who Jesus Christ is, but I do want to go over each and every single one of these individually. Is Jesus Christ a man? There are several people that if you talk to them, they will agree that yes, Jesus Christ was a historical figure, that he was real, and that he walked this earth. There are some people that deny even that, but we're not going to discuss that. Most people that go to church believe that, yes, Jesus Christ was a physical man, had a physical body, had lived in the nation where Israel is, walked around in Galilee in human form, was born of a woman, her name was Mary, and was born of a virgin. And that he lived a very human existence for about 33 years on this planet, a little over 2,000 years ago. There are people that say that Jesus was a really good teacher. He taught really good stuff. He said some really, really very strongly, very moral things that a lot of people should do, that they should live a certain, like they should live the way that he lived. He was a really, really good teacher. And then they stopped there. That, yeah, he was a man and he was a really good teacher and that's it. And then there are people that say that Jesus is a prophet. You can even find people in the Islam community who believe that Jesus was a prophet and a very powerful prophet, that he was able to perform miracles, that he foretold events that would happen and that they did, and he could tell things about people that they didn't even know about themselves or that they thought that they would do, and he's able to tell that and look at them and say, this is who you are and this is what you're going to do, and they did. And there are people in Islam believe that. They believe he's a good teacher, a prophet, and a man. But then it stops there. And then there are people, and most of the churches believe and agree that Jesus is God. That he wouldn't have been able to have been a good teacher. He wouldn't have been able to be a prophet that he was, to walk around, perform miracles, tell the future, and to be able to see into people as to who they are without being a man. Even though he was a man, he wouldn't have been able to have been such a good teacher and a prophet if he was not God. Now, we do have four gospels that are written by people who were very close to Jesus Christ. These are eyewitness accounts of Jesus, that they either wrote it because they talked to Jesus Christ, like talked to all the people that saw Jesus Christ, or they wrote it because they were there and they saw it, or yeah. So like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the four gospels. So we know that, and then also Peter, who was one of Jesus' disciples and one of the more famous disciples of Jesus, we know that he had a very direct revelation of Jesus Christ and saw a firsthand account and wrote a few epistles and claimed that Jesus never did any wrong, that he never sinned, he never did anything wrong. And we can read about that in 1 Peter 2:22. So we know the account, we know the genealogy of Jesus because that's in Matthew. We know where Jesus was born because that's both recorded in Matthew and in Luke. We know that, he was man and that he walked in a physical body on this earth. We know that he was a good teacher because he's recorded in all four Gospels that he talked very much about being a good person, and he really illuminated what it meant to live out the scriptures and to live out the law. And he did that not just by talking about it, but by living it in front of people. And he laid hands on people and they got well. Blind people became able to see. The lame were able to walk. People with leprosy were healed, which there was just no cure for leprosy at that time. People who had longtime infirmities were healed instantaneously by this Jesus. Told a guy to like pick up his mat and walk out of there, and he did. There was like instance after instance of people of Jesus Christ proclaiming healing over people, and they were healed. And he did this because, and we know this because it's recorded in all four of these gospels. Now, if he was just a good teacher, it would be crazy for him to be walking around and laying hands on people and telling them that their sins are forgiven, because a good teacher of the law would know that the only person that can forgive sins is God himself. Like when you read Deuteronomy and you read Leviticus, you understand that the only way that a person can be forgiven is if the high priest goes in to the temple and makes an offering for you before the Ark of the Covenant, which is, yeah, that's just like That's what Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that's what that's based on, is that before that, in order to obtain forgiveness for sins at that point in time, you had to have present an offering, and then the high priest had to go into, like, before the ark and present that offering on the altar and pour blood out for you so that you would receive forgiveness. And then it was only just temporary because you had to come back and do it again if you sinned again. So it was like this continual thing that was being done. And here Jesus Christ is walking around and telling people, your sins are forgiven. So the only one who could do that was God. So if he was just a good teacher of the law, he would have been in error for walking around and telling people that their sins were forgiven. He would have been in error for telling people, for telling the woman at the well, I don't condemn you either. Now go and sin no more. He would have been in error for doing that, for saying your sins are forgiven, for doing all these things. But we know that if he's a good teacher, that if his teachings are good, and he's saying that, then he has to be God. Also, if he's a prophet and he's walking around saying, I am God, because when he was approached by the rich young ruler in Mark 10:18, also the same stories in Luke 18:19, and this rich young ruler comes up to him and says, hey, good teacher. And Jesus looks at him and goes, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. And then he goes on to say the commandments, you know, love your neighbor, love your mother and your father, do not covet and all that. And the guy is like, well, yeah, I've never done that. So the guy continues on, because if he was in a small way, he is continuing to listen to Jesus because he believes that he's possibly the Messiah and probably the Messiah. Jesus also tells the woman at the well that he is the Messiah. So if he's a prophet and he's wandering around telling people, hey, I am the Messiah, I am God in the flesh. I mean, he even walked up to, he told the Jews of the time, he's like, I am. He said, before Abraham was, I am. And he did that in John 8:58. And in John 10:30, he also says that I and the Father are one. So he's claiming and he's putting himself equal as God, and he's accepting worship from people. He's not telling people to not worship him. So in Deuteronomy, it says that if a prophet comes to you and says, you know, follow after other, you know, he says, gives you some good teaching, does some miracles, and then says, follow after other gods, or says, hey, follow after another god, or puts themselves up as kind of like God, basically, that they're to be stoned, which they tried to do, but they were unable to stone Jesus at that time. And several times they tried to stone him and were unable to stone him for walking around and saying, I am the Messiah, I am God. So, I mean, if he's a good teacher and he's walking around saying, yeah, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Messiah, I am God, then he can't possibly be a good teacher, because that's lunatic. If he's lying about who he is, then he's not a good teacher. He's telling people, hey, he's crazy. He's absolutely bonkers. But we know that he's not, because not only that, but the things that he prophesied happened. He said, destroy this temple, referring to his own body, in 3 days, and I will rise it up. And God will raise it up 3 days later. And he's like, I will rise it up 3 days later, which he did. He died, and 3 days later, he rose again. He also told about the destruction of the temple. He foretold the dispersion of the Jews. He said that Judas was going to betray him. And he said that Peter would deny him three times before the cock crowed. And Peter was like, that's not going to happen. And yet it did. I mean, these are, if he's not a good teacher, I mean, if he's a good teacher, this other stuff that he's saying is ridiculous, and we should totally discredit him because that's insane. But if he's a good, if he's a great prophet, I mean, if he's from God and he's saying the things that are from God, and yet he's claiming to be God, then he's not a good, and he's false, then he's not a good teacher. So if he's a good teacher, he's also a prophet. He's also man, and we know that he's man. And because of who he said he is and what happened, and because the prophecies he foretold came true, that he was walking around, so many miracles were done in by him, and who he what he was by him and through him, is that we know that Jesus Christ was absolutely 100% who he said he was. He was not only was he a great teacher, he was a prophet, not only was he man, but he was definitely Messiah. He was definitely Jesus Christ. He was definitely God in the flesh walking amongst his disciples. Yeah. Yeah, so there's so many. I mean, I'm looking at the scriptures because this is really hard to just sum up in a few scriptures and to really nail it down. But so Jesus. Yeah, so that's the liar, lunatic, Lord logic problem has been covered by Lee Strobel. It's been covered by C.S. Lewis. It's been covered by a lot of different people. The best way, you can go read Mere Christianity and the Arguments by C.S. Lewis, or Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, or any of the other apologetics that spell it out, but it does not substitute. I mean, it does not substitute reading the eyewitness accounts that we have by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I find that Matthew is incredibly fascinating, is that it talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and it talks about from Adam all the way up through Jesus Christ, and it talks about his life, and it has the Sermon on the Mount and the things that he said and some of the parables, and all the way through up to his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and then the last words that he said before he ascended into heaven. That is, it's so beautiful, and it just lays out his life so well. Mark is a shortened version of what you find in Matthew. I've heard somebody once say that it was like it's the action gospel. It's like Jesus does this, and he goes here, and he does this, and he says that, and that it's, but it's very, it's shorter, but it's you know, like when you talk to somebody and they're very direct and there's not a whole lot of fluff or other stuff. Like somebody was like, well, they don't need to know about the genealogy because they're not Jews. It's kind of like Mark is written for people who don't care about Jesus, where Jesus came from. That's kind of, or they don't want to hear about all the Jewish stuff. Like it's the people that get lost in the begats when they're reading through Genesis and they're like, ugh. So if you get lost in the begats, go to Mark, just skip and go to Mark, I guess, to start out with. I love the book of Luke because it really, really documents the people that had a lot of physical maladies within their bodies and their healings. It documents more parables that Jesus talked about than any other book, any other gospel. And then, of course, it has the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I love the book of John because it has the more intimate tellings and stories of Jesus Christ with his disciples in person that he didn't tell to the general public. He explained what the parables meant, and he explained who he more in depth about who he was, and some of the more prophetic stuff about what he's talking about and where he's going and what God is doing and what's going to happen in the future with the church, and all that is in the Gospel of John. And then I really enjoy the epistles of Peter, because being one of Jesus Christ's 12 closest buddies, one of his 12 disciples, and then one of his closest disciples, he really, in his epistles and his letters, he really lays out to the church just what Christ is about, because he knew him so well and he knew him so intimately. That's where I mean, if you really want to know who Jesus Christ is and who he said he is and what he did in his lifetime, I could sit here and say, I could just read you the books, but it would take way longer than a half an hour. And you would get so much more out of it by listening or reading the books yourself. So go read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and get to know Jesus Christ and get to know who he is and get to know him through the Bible and through the Word, through those books in the Bible. They're towards the back half of the Bible if you're not familiar with where it is. Or you can even go online and just type in the Gospel Matthew and you can read it online. It's even on Wikipedia. You can read the Gospel Mark. You can read the Gospel Luke, and you can read the Gospel John. You can type those in and find them out. If you need a Bible, there are places that will give you a Bible. I do have a few Bibles, so if you want one that will just take you through, I could send a few out, but I only have a few, and I don't want to get overwhelmed with requests for Bibles because... for Bibles, because I'm a little limited on funds at this point in time. However, if you're finding this online, then you can find a copy of the Bible online for you to read very easily and for free. You can go to, Bible.com. You can go to, BibleGateway.com. You can go to, there's lots of different stuff. If you just type in Bible and in Google or whatever, or in your browser, engine search, then you'll be able to find a Bible for free. And I highly recommend going with, the New Language Testament, or the New Living Testament. That's what it is. That's the NLT, which is a newer one. It's written in a fifth grade reading level. And if you haven't read the Bible before, or you feel that your reading isn't very strong, your reading comprehension isn't strong, or that you're not able to really understand a lot of what the Bible says, that's a good version to start with. I would say that is that don't start off with the King James Version unless you are very well literary read. If you are comfortable reading Charles Dickens, go for it. Go ahead and read the King James Version. Or if you just feel you really want to read the King James Version, go for it. Do it. But if you feel a little intimidated by the language, the style of language, I would go for the either the New International Version. I know there's people that hate it, but I'm just going to throw it out there, or the New Living Translation. So anyway, that's what we're That's what we're talking about today, is who is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, born of a woman, great prophet, and great teacher, because he is the Son of God. So I've got, go read the Gospels. If you have any questions, go ahead and go to, you can go to the website unchurched.net and check it out over there. Oh, I will have links to all of the Gospels and all that on there. And so also some other scriptures. If you have any questions, you can talk to me at unchurched.net. Send me all of your questions and all that. Let's see. What else? Ooh, yeah. So if you have any questions, email me at talktome@unchurched.net. Trying to think. What else? Oh, yeah. So next week, we've got some more stuff to talk about, and it'll be fun. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of the evening, day, or morning, or wherever you're at. All right. Bye-bye.